Welcome to This Green Earth. I'm Claire Wiley, and joining me now is Autumn Gillard, who's the coordinator for the Grand Staircase Escalante Intertribal Coalition. Autumn, thank you so much for being a part of This Green Earth today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, first, I want to get to know you a little bit better and your background and what led you into this position. So share with us a little bit about yourself and the path that led you here.
So I am a Southern Paiute anthropologist. I'm a maternal descendant from the Cedar Band of Paiutes, which is a part of the Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah. And I've always had a deep love for culture and, you know, was raised in a very traditional home, taught about what the land means to us as Native people. And so it was only fitting for myself to be in this position to help advocate for land protection.
Right. And from your perspective and having been brought up in an atmosphere where land was cherished and stewarded, how historically have we been here in Utah in keeping our public lands safe?
You know, I think that within about the last 10 or 15 years or so, is when you started to see an uptick in the overlove of Utah public lands. And so as a Native woman who's connected to these landscapes, you know, we do always want people to come and enjoy and envelop themselves in these beautiful landscapes, but there comes a point where there's too much love, and we start to overlove the land. And with that becomes overexploitation. You know, Utah has this very beautiful landscape that is very diverse and it holds many different types of natural resources. And unfortunately, that's one of the things that has made our public lands vulnerable to big companies coming in and wanting to overexploit them for mineral extraction.
And so there have been these coalitions formed and these partnerships to help protect these lands, but to also listen to those that have come before and have stewarded these lands for years and years and years before these conversations began as they are. So what was that development of these coalitions and why was it so important to have all these people at the table?
Yeah, so how the Grand Staircase Intertribal Coalition started to form was myself, my colleague Georgie, who is a Hopi woman, and my other colleague Davina, who is a Diné woman. And through the work of us collectively, we helped establish the Intertribal Coalition for Grand Staircase. And looking forward, we really wanted to be able to have a space for cultural leaders, tribal leaders, and community members to be able to advocate for their ancestral homelands, whether if that was through official federal consultation with tribal governmentals, leaders, or if that was boots on the ground work with community members being taken to the landscape and interacting with it and reconnecting with it.
Now that this news has come out that there will be this great reduction and this fear of dismantling what has been protected, what do you see as the ecological consequences that could happen here with this proclamation?
That's a really great question. You know, as a Southern Paiute woman and being taught about the landscape that is Grand Staircase, we know as Southern Paiutes that it is a part of sacred pilgrimage trails, ceremonial sites, ancestral villages. There are ceremony plants in the vegetation, wildlife. But I think that one of the biggest concerns with this proclamation is that, you know, you have this monument being severely downsized, and it has now left these areas up to vandalism, looting, or mismanagement. You know, federal agencies are already strained as is with their employee body, and now you're going to have this huge portion of landscape that rangers are now going to have to figure out a way to remanage it. And so that's quite alarming because there was a lot of folks left out of this conversation that needed to be at the table to help with the mitigation and the plan of what was going to occur with these lands.
And so there wasn't consultation with those that have lived the land, breathed the land, been a part of it, and know it, and also know how to protect it and what makes sense in those areas. That voice wasn't heard.
No, that's correct. And, you know, I think something that I've been seeing a lot in the media is, you know, lots of people rebuttaling back and saying, well, these tribes shouldn't be expecting to be spoken to. You know, nobody has to talk to them in consultation. But I think that the important thing to remember is that it actually is a federal law, you know, that the government has a federal trust responsibility to federally recognized tribes. It is an act of tribal sovereignty for tribes to advocate and request that the government speaks to them on issues that affect their cultural landscape.
And it seems like it makes a lot of sense to discuss this with the people that are closest to it. It just feels like a miss, regardless of law, that that voice wouldn't be at the table.
That's right. And, you know, we quite repeatedly hear with this case, well, you know, local stakeholders' voices were not heard. And, you know, we see statistical information that's coming out that actually proves that wrong, that many people were in support of protecting these monuments in Utah. They are in support of the tribes leading the charge in advocacy, in the management of their ancestral homelands. You know, I think Bears Ears is a really wonderful example of that. We had tribal leaders who had a seat at the table and still have a seat at the table, but were able to create this, you know, management plan that was led by tribal voices. And that's what we wanted to see with Grand Staircase, is we wanted to follow along with that format. I think that one way that, you know, we can move forward is that, you know, the government still has time to reach out to tribes, start talking to them, hear their perspective, come to a mitigation with us on how to manage these lands, but also listening to the American public on how they would like to see their public lands managed. Because just as much as these are the tribes' lands, these are America's treasures. Americans have a right to engage in their public lands, and I hope that we see a forward movement in that. This isn't only a Utah issue. The concern now, too, is what other monuments or parks can this happen to across the United States? You know, and this isn't a left or a right side issue. This is an issue of American people being able to have access to their public lands. There were rallies held throughout the state of Utah for people to raise their voices and show their presence. And so I hope that the state of Utah and those in decision-making positions will reflect on the Utahns' voices that would like to be heard, and even the others that are not from Utah that are out advocating and saying, hey, these are our public lands. We deserve to be in these spaces.
And what was that scene like?
Yeah, in St. George, it was hot. It was about 109 degrees, but there was a good-sized crowd out. And it was peaceful. People raised their voices and expressed their concerns in a peaceful manner. And there was unification, which was wonderful. And also an acknowledgement of the Southern Paiute people here in Southern Utah who have called this area home for eons. And so my heart was filled with love to see so many people support our tribes and so many people pouring out in such a hot day to show how much they love their public lands.
And how do people stay in the know about this? What is your best suggestion for people to keep themselves apprised?
Yeah, you know, education is key. Folks should continue to educate themselves on this topic. You know, reaching out to your local congressional representatives, telling them that you do not support this decision, reaching out to the Intertribal Coalition webpage and our social medias. We will often make posts with updates that reflect matters that are happening within the monument. So really keeping your ear to the ground about any new updates that are coming through virtually is important as well.
And what's the website that they would go to?
It's the Grand Staircase Intertribal Coalition.
Lastly, what I do want to ask you is, having spent time in these monuments yourself and having this be a part of your upbringing and who you are, when you think about these places, what does it mean to you?
For me, when I think about these spaces, I think of them with no boundaries. You know, it's a limitless extension of a larger cultural landscape that is intertwined by rivers, plant life, wildlife, night skies, you know, even the elements, the rain that touches the earth in these spaces. And for me, it's the night sky that strikes a chord in my heart to understand my space within this universe. And Grand Staircase has some of the most beautiful night skies I've ever seen in my life. And so when I think of that monument, I think of the Milky Way.
Well, I really appreciate you being a part of This Green Earth today. We've been speaking with Autumn Gillard, coordinator for the Grand Staircase Escalante Intertribal Coalition. Thank you again, Autumn.
Yes, thank you. And to the listeners, remember, save Grand Staircase.
Thanks for listening to This Green Earth. If you have an idea, we'd love to hear from you. Give us your ideas and topics, your storylines. It's thisgreenearth@kpcw.org. You can also find us wherever you listen to your podcast. If you like the show and you learned something new, make sure you leave a review. And we'd appreciate it if you click 5 stars.